a nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge. It's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor.
Everyone be calm and just relax and be seated, if you would, please. Because, you see, one of the things that...
Tell me why you make the pain if we are your children.
You see, you are my children, but law is necessary.
If there is no more pain, then is there no more law?
There is always law.
I watched a snail crawl along the edge of a straight razor, crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Transmission 11, received 68, December 30, 0500 hours. Sector King, Zulu King.
Yes, and praise Bob.
4:30 in the morning, time for show. Live show for you now.
Self is an infant.
How come always scary on show, says Doug Smith of Dallas, Texas?
Well, it's actually been some time since Scary has been on the show, Doug. We've tried to get him to come in, but he always has to go out smurfing through the solar system on his wind surfboard. His solar wind surfer is 40 feet long.
Okay, hey, strap in, help. Show's about to take off.
About 2.5 miles in width.
Magnetic power.
Bob? Oh, my God, the pilot's dead.
Gosh. Welcome to the Subgenius Radio Mystery Hour of Slack.
Rerun time! This is actually Hour of Slack number 679 from April 1999, posing as Hour of Slack number 1014 in the year of 2005 A.D.
As it says in Isaiah 28:7-8, the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up with wine. They're out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, and there is no place clean. Yes,
shut that baby up in there. Babies, they get into all the Subgenius shows.
But we will not let the babies stop us. We will continue the battle.
Mortal Kombat begins.
Yes, praise Bob.
A handful of people
in
a leaky boat might have saved the world. Exactly.
Yes, dear friends, we're back, and oh, it's going to be a wonderful show now that we have these departments and we have a format and everything. Isn't that unbelievable?
Morning, men and women.
Life. And in this new studio, friends, it's great because I don't feel guilty. It's fun to do the show again. Yes, it's fun. And we have so many fun types and a fun format. And we shall engage now and forever in mortal combat against God and all of the heavens and all of the people in all of the worlds on all of the planets. Praise Father.
The conspiracy is no metaphor.
That's right!
cussing some literary poetic monster. Say no!
Just run out of words, think about. When a ring falls around your collar, when you hear a given holler, when you write checks for $1, think about. When you write to the subgenius, think about. P.O. Box 14306, think about. When you cast your mojo hexes, when you run to Dallas, Texas, when you're all that flex, think about.
Care what lengths I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
yes,
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also.
You're under arrest!
Something sick. Something sordid, vicious, and depraved.
Vagina. Vagina, V-A-G-I-N-A, is a canal-like passage between the uterus and an opening between the mother's legs. Is the place where sperm are deposited by the father and the man, and the passage to which the baby passes into the womb when it is born.
Testicles,
spelled
T-E-S. King, Zulu King.
But we must kill them. We must incinerate them. Pig after pig. Cow after cow. Village after village. Army after army, and they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassin? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those nabobs. 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 Ooh, I hate them.
The lilting.
The benches are torn down. This is a free concert.
The lilting sounds of Doc Stock number 3. Oh, friends, boy, is this a trip through memory lane.
There's some bad A going around. Anybody's got any of this?
Give it to Jaina. Oh, listen to that lovely, typical doctor music in the old days. They all learned how to play their instruments, unfortunately. Then there was the more ascended music. Mark Mothersbaugh did at one point.
Roger.
It's a bucolic scene here at Dock Stock 93, Jim. Everybody's tired from driving, and they're all sitting around with needles hanging out of their arms, and it's all free, and you missed it. And pretty soon, all the stimulants will be here, and then we'll all wake up and party all night, and someone or maybe several people will be badly injured, and the police will come, and we'll be in the newspapers, and it'll be another Doc Stock, another wonderful, lovely Doc Stock. Doesn't it make you tears well up in your eyes, Jim?
If things get confused out there, power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God.
Because I hate to say this, but once we did recently, Jesus got a call at the office from this mom. She was saying, "You can't send this stuff to my child. It's going to mess him up. It's really bad." Jesus is going, well, same thing I have to say to the cops every couple of months. Have you ever heard of Mad Magazine, officer? Well, he was starting to do that. And she goes, no, you don't understand. My son is mentally ill. He's 40 years old and he lives at home. And we're kind of like going, well, I think Church of Subgenius is the last thing you got to worry about with your son right now, man. So, I don't know, maybe you're in the same boat. I'll tell you what, though, I do have the, well, you don't look 40, but I'll sneak you a membership pack. I'll sneak you one. Now, as what was the church was called by John Shirley, I think the science fiction writer, said the Church of the Subgenius is the knife they smuggle in with the straitjacket so you can cut yourself free when they're not looking. But friends, you can't depend on anybody to smuggle you that knife. You have to learn how to escape from the straitjacket yourself. I actually happen to have an instructional video in Dallas about how to do that. I toured with a guy who escaped from straitjackets every night by dislocating his shoulder. And it works. But you know, to bust free of the conspiracy, you sometimes have to bust free of parts of your own body, I guess. That's a grim way to look at it. Easy for me to say.
The conspiracy is a leg hold trap.
Huh?
The conspiracy is a leg hold trap.
You know, the sad thing about the conspiracy is you see these human animals trapped in it. And they'll have gnawed off all three legs, and that one leg's still in the damn trap. That's why we call them humans, friends. And another real basic thing that we got down to, you know, we've said for years, Church of the Subgenius, we're not harping on intelligence. We certainly cannot afford to do that. The only people that we disqualify from the church are geniuses, you know, anybody below that with 30 bucks, and even, you know, a genius can buy his way in, or brain damage his way in, or you know, it's not the intelligence that counts, it's the sense, common sense of humor, and dollars and cents.
One might call it something for nothing.
But the normals, the mediocritans, the somnambulacs and pseudo-subslans have tried to make it something which we've been led to believe we must work to buy.
It is this yearning for slackness separates us from them. The human may live out his entire life in a grinding cycle of slacklessness, his hours consumed by meaningless toil, interspersed with meaningless leisure.
Yet he never feels cheated. He thinks it's natural. Perhaps we should pity them, but face it,
most people are venal jerks,
half-witted cattle racing each other to be first to the slaughterhouse,
and stampeding you along with them.
What are you doing? can walk on all fours. That is the law. To slurp up our drink. That is the law. We are not men. To eat flesh and fish anytime. That is the law. Now I am the law. None shall escape. That is the law.
Not to pee on the neighbor's mailbox. Not to shit in the house. Not to hump the master's leg. That is the law. Not to lick one's own genitals in front of company. That is the law. Not to gnaw at flea bites noisily while the master is trying to seduce a female. That is the law. We are not men. Not to grovel and whine piteously for attention. That is the law. Not to fight the mailman. Not to run out into the road in front of cars. That is the law. We are not men. The snake is long. The snake is old. That is our storm. I had an operation. They tampered with my brain some. It helped me see the reason for living in the system. We've simply done away with unnecessary friction. If you act like a dumb shit, they will treat you as an equal. Now do what they touch you, now you do what they touch you, now you do what they touch you, now you do what they touch you.
Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of.
Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you.
No, we have to work clean on this radio show, the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, friends, and it's about time that I've told you what you've been listening to for the last 20 soft minutes. We've been playing a lot of, friends, I'm sticking with this department's format now that we have a format. And we've heard a lot of the old-timey media barrage department in that we've been hearing some tapes from the old Doc Stock 3
Back in the olden days, friends, before there was X-Day drills, there was Doc Stock, and they was smaller, but a lot meaner and more wiry and uglier than X-Days. And they were like snails on a straight razor, if you know what I mean. And we've heard some KPFA, Puzzling Evidence of Dr. Howell. That's the KPFA radio show, Subgenius show in Berkeley. It's the old media barrage from... It's a barrage of media barrages, including Pope David Meyer preaching about the con somewhere, and an old-timey Bob song, Onan Canobite doing Think of Bob. We heard David Lynch ranting at X-Day about how slack can be bought. And we heard from the super intro sex barrage, media barrage number 3, Mark Mothersbaugh did the Babacato and Fugue in D minor and some of that other. We heard yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, ranting at Winter Star 1999 about the three legs and Still in the Trap. And some outtakes from the Subgenius video Arise, the narration about humans, slack, and work. We are not men from the island of Dr. Moreau. And the law, the Subgenius law, not to bite the mailman and so forth, from the Einstein Secret Orchestra rehearsal last November 1998. And in our rock song department, we heard Rage Against the Machine in an excerpt from Killing in the Name of on their first album. In the background right now is Cypheria doing an instrumental called Gothic Disturbance, you see, and we'll play some new Bob songs, probably by Einstein Secret Orchestra, and have our guest ranter department and our X-Day hymn department, all the other departments, because, you know, as George Burns said, with the collapse of vaudeville, new talent has no place to stink. He also said, George Burns, the great George Burns, said, too bad that all the people who know how to run this country are busy driving taxis and cutting hair and posting to alt.slack and mixing radio shows. Friends, it's true that with the collapse of vaudeville, new talent has no place to stink except for the Church of the Subgenius. Friends, stinky new talent always can find, well, can find a home here if it's bad enough. Because we run it through the committee. And a committee is a group that keeps minutes and loses hours. And radio, like television, is a medium. Because it is neither rare nor well done. Well, the hour of slack is fairly rare. Liberals, as Mort Saul said, feel unworthy of their possessions, whereas conservatives feel they deserve everything they've stolen. Now, we, the patriopsychotic anarcho-materialists, just do what we can. That music was about to drive me nuts, friends, and this probably will, too. Because I want to go on with some of these are some quotes that our friend Death Rocker X on AOL.com sent to us. Some quotes from the old but wise, including Henny Youngman, who said, I wanted to become an atheist, but I gave up, for they have no holidays. Friends, you can be an atheist and a Subgenius, and we've got a lot of holidays. The biggest one being July 5th, 1999. Well, the last holiday, actually, since the world ends that day this year. They call this the Church of the Subgenius. Well, you can imagine, friends, we agree with Sam Levinson here, who said it's so simple to be wise. Just think of something stupid to say and then don't say it. And on that note, I think I'll shut up and play this song by Temple Beat called, this is an Italian band, and this is a song called The Brain Cult of Macho Irony.
There isn't to go without makeup, that is the law. Not to go without a nice suit. Not to curse in mixed company, that is the law. We are not men. Not to place the fork on the right. Not to neglect sending out thank you notes after Christmas, that is the law. We are not men.
Thank you. Goodness gracious, what a simply horrible patchwork of noise that Church of the Subgenius is. I listen every week to gather evidence and ammunition for the citizens for normalcy. Let me tell you, we're not going to get those subgeniuses. We're going to get them right in the gonads. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I don't use words like that. This tape, all about Satanism, drugs, and rock and roll, is proof positive that this so-called church is going to send the world to heck in a handbasket. All those demented Beelzebub-kissing hopheads make me want to toss my Nestle Stallhouse cookies with their talk of buckets of pills from that low-life pusher J.R. Bob Dobbs. Why, they're so high on drugs that they can't even keep any continuity in their tapes. Too many children listen to these tapes and subscribe to the insane doctrines of the Subgenius Foundation. They're led down a deceptive road to what these weirdos call slack, like that heathenist idea of nirvana. I say that slack should be taken up like the excess yarn in my knitting and pulled until it sees the light of a normal day like the rest of us do. So what should any decent-minded American do when faced with one of these zombies for Bob? Well, first off, give them a bath in Pine Sol. They usually stink to high heaven. And then ship them off to the nearest normally accredited deprogrammer. Well, they'll get bombarded with enough People magazines, arid extra dry deodorant, and Regis Philbin fan club material, so they won't be able to think anymore the way it should be. Then they'll feed them real dogma about the glories of the home shopping club, Wingo, Zingo, and the evils of Mandingo. We cannot stand by while our standards and principles are made light of by these possessed fools. Normals of the world, unite.
Oh, that was Sister Chris, dear friends, from a long time ago, WFMU. I guess that would be our guest rant. Sister Chris, this time, what? Representing the Citizens for Normalcy. Thank you.
Wouldn't you like revenge on these mediocritans, these pink boys, these box-dwelling Barbies and Kens, these normals who have made normality the norm?
No, I'm going to be so happy, so content. It's not a loss, it's more of a passing into something wonderful and exciting for the whole rest of my life. So I want to say goodbye and that I'm going to miss you all very much.
Because if you want to get out of those sausages, you can't be afraid of anything. You can't be afraid of pigs. You can't be afraid of the normal. And you definitely can't be afraid of Bob. You can't be afraid of Bob.
Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And livelihood does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have. And very obviously, he has gone insane.
Well, this is Reverend Ivan Stang with a live on the scene report here at Dock Stock number 3. The drums you hear in the background are being played by three-year-old girls. A couple of three-year-old little girls are playing the drums. They're not bad, actually. It's a lot better than what some of the professional subgeniuses were capable of late last night. We've got an amazing contingent of subgeniuses here. Here's Jan Johnson from the Boston delegation. There are delegations from something like 55 states and 60 countries.
Something like that.
We have these delegations from all over the country. This Houston, of course, Dallas, Little Rock, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Seattle. Pope Myers here from Seattle. We all come together for these yearly or bi-yearly meetings, and the interesting thing is we don't know why. We don't. There's no goal, no set a plan at all. We meet and then we try to figure out why. And usually we can't make the song stop.
I'm tired of one day. I'm sick of all this story.
This infernal machine is gonna wing you to hell. This infernal machine gonna wing you off to hell. You will be looking through caverns of human flesh. You think your eyes deceive you, but no, what you are seeing is not a visage, but a real carnal sight. Men and women wailing with their arms attached to the walls, stapled there by cruel unders of sausage nets, nonsense and foolish ideals. These they utter until the dark hours of the morning, until the sun once again relentlessly climbs up and burns up and burns. And where will you be, friend? Will you be in a saucer full of milk and honey? Will you be riding high off into the sky? Will you see that silver lining on every cloud as you whisk by on my infernal machine? These machines don't work for you, though. They don't work for nobody. Got their own criteria. Got their own agenda. Got their own suspenders. Goodbye! I'm done! Goodbye!
That's true. We feel like the purpose of life is not happiness, knowledge, or even truth, but merely to squirt.
You can understand the church on a simple level of, oh, some people think it's a Texas death and fertility cult.
Others call it just another polygamous religion.
Yeah, some think it's a great collaborative art project using the greatest anonymous artists in America today. And others just say it's my religion. Let me practice it.
Remember, kids, nothing is illegal if 100 sub-genie businessmen decide to do it.
That's right.
And we had that wonderful tape where you saw the young, naked, nubile maidens wrestling with Arnold Palmer's bloody hip.
Rolling in the Mondo hills of Habifrop Zipulas.
And there's marijuana growing all over.
Well.
In these settings.
Yes, it's true. There's a Habifrop Zipulas.
all over the Tibetan Holy Lama's grave.
It is one of the most maintainable shrubberies for landscaping around exterior office buildings.
Right.
And very tidy.
It's not a morbid situation at all.
It's happy.
It's like Bob is a Robot or The Attack of the Mutants. It's like any movie of that sort that you've seen.
He's a cheery demigod.
That's right. But the people that we're really concerned with are the artisans tonight. We're talking about the small studios that support Bob's habit. They crank out art at an amazing rate, centralize it in Dallas. The subgenius Air Force picks it up, flies it to Dallas, and the next thing you know, it's in the Stark Fist, and nobody gets paid for it except those who matter.
And others just say, it's my religion. Let me practice it.
You can't have sex without Bob. You can't have sex without Bob. Don't be left behind when the exits land.
You don't have to understand it. You just have to buy it.
You have signed the application. Welcome aboard.
And one doesn't listen long before a little warning signal goes off inside that says, watch out. Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint the precise error. But the language, the pure language of heaven, is missing. Something says, look out, this guy is fishy. Cultist or someone with his theological wires crossed. It's almost like listening to someone who knows only a few words of English, but soon they're rattling off in a completely unknown language, when they haven't even been to kindergarten spiritually. We eat more, drink more, play more, and do less to earn a good living than any other people in history. We have at our fingertips the world's greatest music, and I might add a lot of its worst, else the cultists would have no following. We are a people grasping nervously, sometimes almost hysterically, for more. I know that 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 I know. Whenever we read the obscene stories, the voluptuous debaucheries, the cruel and tortuous executions, it would be more consistent to call it the word of a demon. There are little eyes upon you, and they're watching night and day. With a vocal and activist minority ready, apparently, to burn the bomber steel of kill for more. And most, incidentally, are in their teens or their 20s. That's Washington, people, I'll tell you that. They dwelled in caves, not high-rise apartments. They may not have found the key to affluence, but they found an endless supply of dope, uninhibited sex, an endless supply of money. Free access to a distillery, I suppose. Ah, yes, the harvest. You can count on that. For kills. For more. Why, friends, we could feed another nation with our garbage. What more than a space hogger on Earth? Is the church of geniuses? I don't know. But how many of you are really genuinely intelligent? Bang. Are you blaming God for atom bombs? Atomic warheads? Don't. I don't know. I only know that it will signal the end of time. Why? Bang. 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 The past blotted out, and the future assured. Ah, yes, the harvest.
Laced with hundreds of beautiful, sexy broads.
A sex-stuffed gingerbread house. Enter roommates Mitzi and Carol. The party's now complete. A time to strip down for action and do as told.
Ready with a spell, sister? Why not? Ziggity z, ziggity zing, demon of darkness, come on the wing.
Ziggity z, ziggity zing, the most horrible, blood-curdling howl filled the night.
Demon of darkness, come on the wing.
And a gigantic bat shape seemed to fill the sky, blotting out the stars, blotting out the moon. And in the velvet blackness, the ghostly trio and even the Halloween creatures were terrified.
Get yourself a speculum. Insert it, open it up, and take a look inside. you can give yourself a basic gynecological exam. Can you find your cervix? Locate your goddess spot, otherwise known as the G-spot. If you really can't locate your goddess spot, beat it into submission.
She and her girls specialize in the sale of pleasure and the sins of the flesh.
So genius women.
At about this point, we think we've said all that there is to be said, and certainly all that we're going to say.
Enough said.
Now, sit back and enjoy.
So, Bob Dobbs, we meet again for the first time. Bob, I wept when you died. Now I must kill you again for my honor and for the honor of Connie.
It's pandemonium out there. Things are floating, things are beginning to fly, and you're inside the dome without an ounce of sense. Don't look around for the nearest evacuation. Don't call the police. Look inside yourself, and then wire up Hotwire and Nexium to build a bug. Cleaners and Maleficent Monsters did darker by the second as the acrimony police begin to line the walls. Now we see the juniper-headed children and thousands of the other rectilinearly challenged children trying to make their way up the slopes. And the slopes are indeed high, for they've all been greased by the great Mumu himself, who blindly wandered throughout these caves back many thousands of years ago, hoping, praying something like this would happen. And especially not on a day like today when the plutonium storms are literally raging and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of particles are filling the nostrils and eyes and other oral cavities that they're carrying. Some of them have been carrying them for weeks at a time. They can hardly understand them now. I'm picking up, it seems to be a thermometer. No, it's not. I'm picking up a vision of children, and these same small children in handlebar mustaches. And it's Christmas, and it's very sad. There won't be any Christmas on Pluto this year. They've all gone. All the little sack, slack-jawed, butter-headed, pumpkin-headed boys are gone. All the little tin-can-shaped girls with no eyes. All the doctors have left.
But as we gaze here upon this little pavilion surrounded by untold thousands, as far as the eye can see, thousands of the shaved, bald-headed followers waiting for the doctors and the various delegations. Doctor A.D. here is from the California delegation.
The promised land.
California's the promised land? That's going to be a desert in 20 years.
I know, but it's a promised land, but they didn't say who it was promised to. Now, did we? It's promised to the north.
Well, so where will the subgeniuses migrate back to? The south?
Camping. Subgenius death camp.
That sounds like God.
But subgenius death is better than normal life. Praise Bob.
Charging a man with murder in this place was like handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500.
Yeah, that's right. X days are coming, and the pigs are bumming. Hey, sure, we all think we're hip sub G9. We got us a window seat, first class on the pleasure shopping, man. You better work hard for your slack, man.
Bob will protect you.
Fall down on it.
To people.
Yeah, the scalpers will be scrambling out there, man, to sell you those over-inflated X-Day saucer tickets. That old Stark's business is going to be slamming down hard, man. But let's just cut to the point. I know most of you want slack, but you really want it's the alien orgies that really got us going, right? Let's admit it.
Oh, I love to be naked.
Many of you may have actually even heard when I was abducted on the way to score some grow cluster munchies years ago. Got abducted by the alien nymphos and actually had my little mini deck there and recorded it. Actual sounds of alien orgies in the pleasure saucer.
Morality, you know, there ain't gonna be no morality in outer space. You know, whatever comes and goes by, that's what's going on.
Well, another rule in the great morality was that thou shalt steal a government issue rocket ship if possible.
Yeah. Now, there's not a lot of them left, and most of them are in museums. And the last big one, the last Saturn V, is actually, they moved it indoors now. It's going to be very difficult to get it now. They have, like, guards around it and stuff.
Well, you know, there's got to be another way to do it besides rocket.
What now?
Well, yeah, of course, there is. But, you know,
which
to each
our own. The commandment is, thou shalt switch to flying saucers operated by gravity waves as soon as is technically feasible.
Right.
I think we maybe better go to a remote now. It's like, oh, here they come. Well, assembled here on the platform, another paradigm about to be crunched as the Saudi crew gets ready to board their own homemade makeshift rocket ship. In the distance, Stang is approaching with a Bunsen burner and following as they're going to try and ignite this flare, this hard, very hard solid rocket fuel with the Bunsen burner.
$1 for a taxpayer, but $1 billion for the United States government.
It's my
one lung for...
What was that?
It's one lung for Bob and one toothpick for, you know, the rest of it.
See, that's why this is always a psychic experience. I was staring at a toothpick, wondering if I had a collapsible lung like Bob promised with them lobotomectomies and all them other designs that he sent
out. How did you say that?
That's one lung for Bob.
And one toothpick.
Lobotomectomy.
And one toothpick for the rest of it.
What you do for the lobotomectomy is you go get yourself an Aerotech.
It's all too cute.
G engine. Stick it in your nose.
This is the triumph. What I'm trying to prove here is what can happen, what can be achieved by eliminating all that is cute through disease.
Oh, that is a beautiful idea.
Caller, do you have gas music?
I'm afraid that we know this caller.
I'm afraid so, too.
I think he may have beat you to the scrotum so many times.
I have been ill, and through my illness, I have eliminated all of my inner cuteness.
You're
reliant
on this man with a gland problem.
And
do you still love
DJ? Wait a minute, is it still Thursday, or is it Friday now?
No. No, it's not what you think.
No, I don't think this thing has anything to do with it.
Maybe it's Tuesday.
No.
Friends.
See, Tuesday's in the bathroom.
Friends, this is Bleepo.
That's what I was afraid of.
We thought you did. You were castrated. And somehow...
No.
Bleepo, I felt a tremor in the force. And I knew that you were very sick.
I definitely felt it.
I have an extra testicle now.
An extra one?
Yes.
They found it, Stan.
Yeah.
Finally! Hey, listen, man. I've been looking for that thing for about 15 years now.
They grafted it to the front of my forehead, right over my pineal gland.
Friday, your job is to retrieve the testicle from the ill Bleepo.
I'm afraid it's a cosmopolitan monkey.
I look really hot now.
I don't think that's Bleepo on the phone, even though he may have his nose pinched together. As an expert of many different dialects,
well,
I would say that this person.
Ever since the grafting, I've been having. It's just the women look at this. The women.
No,
men,
no, I'm not. I am not hearing Westchester
animals,
County. Your
people
voice.
On the
I'm
subway.
Hearing someplace
I
a little further east. Perhaps,
I cannot not have sex at this point.
I always
thought
that testicle was in Reagan's waddle somewhere.
It's not Bleepo. He's from Yonkers. This guy's from Yonkers.
Did you say you cannot not have sex
exactly.
right now?
I'm in a constant state of sex.
The nose never goes
down. Wow. I want that nut back, man.
You're having sex with an imposter. This man has more than three having sex with a phone receiver, even as he's...
Yeah, well, I need it back now.
Go ahead. Show some pink. And be sure you get paid.
Who took these pictures? Did you, Bob?
He did.
Well, that's the one time.
Rocket ship, if thou gets the chance. Thou shalt switch from rockets to flying saucers propelled by gravity waves or the like as soon as it is technically feasible. Thou shalt not breach the seals nor compromise the airlock. Thou shalt retain optimal manual control over all ship functions, no matter how supposedly trustworthy thine shipboard computer may be. Thou shalt keep clean and shipshape thine current spaceship. Thou shalt quarantine all alien viruses and life forms, no matter how good-looking they might seem to be. Thou shalt not puke in thine own helmet, nor befoul thine own moon pants.
Good one.
Those are strong commandments.
Thou shalt not breach the seals, nor compromise the airlock
of the Akashic Ether.
Thou shalt remember not to die come down for slow, the sins of the world.
Those are very thoughtful.
Here is another thing that we left out of our spaceship propulsion and safety methods. Quarantine.
Quarantine.
Everyone needs quarantine.
We need a quarantine chamber on the ship.
I used to drink that stuff when I was a kid. Remember that?
Think how stuffy it is after about 20 years on board.
We'll have to go out and
they had them
evacuate ourselves outside now and then in the void.
What do you do about bugs? You know, alien bugs, viruses, fungus, mold.
By the gallon.
The ship perfectly sterile all the time. You just have to make sure that you get all the worst germs scrubbed out and put into Dave's room.
Well, quarantine makes you sterile.
You know, if you do that, then that takes all the fun out of it.
Well, I suppose everything makes
sense. Well,
no.
That's why we put it into Dave's room, so that we can watch the germs in there.
And then we stay on the other side of the airlock. Right.
Chocolatey drink for children can give you a sterilization problem. What better are we than the Lebensraum Hitlers and all them guys? You know, we want to make room for...
We've got
queens.
Prop! That's why we fix. That's it. That's all there is to it.
We've got prop and they don't?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Soon we'll have our own rocket ship.
The Princess Wee, if you doubt that for a second.
In the background.
Yeah, I better remember my origins. I think everybody should.
Yeah?
And here are the origins, friends, what we've been listening to. The tail end of side one there, we heard Sister Chris from WFMU in the old days doing the Citizens for Normalcy rant. We heard the Einstein Secret Orchestra doing Let Me Tell You About a Place in Outer Space, Sister Decadence's X-Day Farewell, and David Lynch preaching on X-Day. Some Doc Stock number 3 report from the ancient days with the band that dare not speak its name performing Sick of Bob. Einstein Secret Orchestra doing This Infernal Machine. Some KPFA with Glass Madness and Wellman on Artists and Frop. And Wellman's edit of You Have Signed the Application. Ah, yes, The Harvest. Susie the Floozy did the Connie Collage and Annie Sprinkle's Strip Search. Friday Jones killed you for the honor of Connie. And of course, Einstein Secret Orchestra, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, Chaz, and Bill T. Miller, X Days Are Coming on Boston 1996 recording. And also check out this.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. Always brain.
Five, four, three. I could just smell that field coming. July 5th in that big old field at Brushwood.
First the little rockets go up, then the big rockets go up.
And then the really big one.
Come on down.
That's right. The rockets are our signal to let the saucers know it's time. We're ready for them to come down to make that final step down.
put their little ladder down, the little rope ladder
to
down.
Let the saucers know there's still something down here on Earth worth saving.
That's right.
Step on up, baby. Step on up. We got a ride for you inside. Check it out here. We've got everything you could possibly need without a mind or an imagination. You could go beyond what you've already bought because everything you can't believe is here.
It's in the car.
And all it takes to experience all this is to be a member of the Church of the Son of Jesus Christ.
P.O. Box
18417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
I can't do my cute salesman voice now.
That's right, baby.
4 foot 9.
Can you just see everybody? I can just see the whole Brushwood people, the whole community there, the whole X-Day community in one big circle around the launch pad.
And most of the girls aren't wearing shirts.
No, and they're all, and everybody's just grooving, and here, this is playing. Yeah, well, I'll be jamming, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all booging back and forth, what? Man. Feel that love vibe.
Jesus.
The love vibe.
Jesus Christ himself will be their blessing and anointing.
Yeah, I like that. Yes, Jesus must bless each one of those rockets as they go up. And you can be there to witness this.
Satan himself will be there to curse those rockets as they go up. But who's going to win? Jesus, Satan, or Bob?
Well, you know...
Bob will be there.
That's right. And you know, the rockets do rise on a column of fire. But underneath the fire, it leaves behind a column of clouds. So you have hell and heaven. All there. It's all a metaphor. The rockets are a big metaphor for the cycle
through the thin veil
of the absurdity of life.
And they all end up on their head.
Shaft of life.
That's the miracle of it all.
That's right.
Those worlds separate.
Sometimes the parachute pops out, and sometimes it don't.
So you want to make your own rocket. You want to keep your own ship shape.
If you're
what was that, Friday?
Weekend for the launching, you want to make sure if you're taking your own rocket ships, make
slip
sure
it in, Friday. Slip it in.
Truck or some kind of semi-rig on the New York State Highway Patrol will be out looking out for those rocket ships on the top of Toyotas. Also, make sure that if you're trying to fly there via pyroflatulence, the smoke bands are in effect in most of Chautauqua County.
Man, listen to Friday on that guitar.
Oh, man, she bitching. That bitch be bitching.
It's going to be better than that when it's live, man. They're always better live, those people.
Where can people get information on this, Reverend Stein?
Somebody just called Tom. Of course, the Subgenius website. Subgenius.com.
And because kids, remember Bob's commandment number 10. Thou shalt not puke in thine own helmet, nor be foul thine own moon pants.
Amen.